He made time for this business. And because of that, he's a national consultant today. One of the top 50 income earners. He's been on 5 magazine covers, 4 five-star trips. And what he's going to talk about tonight is recruiting. And he's one of the top recruiters in all of industry. Please welcome national consultant, top income earner, Michael Obey. Mike, you there? Welcome to the call.
I'm here, Bear. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you with us. I've been looking forward to what you're going to say since earlier when they told us it's going to be you. Take it away.
All right, great. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. I'm excited to be on this call. So tonight's lesson I want to talk about is I'm going to teach you guys the mindset and technique to becoming a master recruiter in this company. And what I got to say is becoming a master recruiter, it's not just having a simple script, but I'll tell you it has a lot to do with the mindset. It's about having a lot to do with having the right attitude and the right mental mindset. It's such an important factor in this business. You know, I just had my 7-year anniversary just this past week with Ambit Energy. And, you know, working with thousands of people over the years, all different backgrounds, I truly believe anybody can be successful in Ambit. You know, I work with high school students, college students. I work with doctors and surgeons and all different backgrounds. And, you know, if you set your mind to do it, you can go out there and do it. You can become successful. If you decide that you want to be an executive or a national, you could do it. If you decide that you want to make $5,000, $10,000 a month or more, you can do it. And, guys, success is a mindset. You need to believe that you can do it. That's the first step in becoming successful, is believing you can do it. Your attitude has to be, I can do it. You know, in my life, I always look at it as, if somebody else can do it, so could I. And that's what you have to believe. If somebody else could accomplish it, so can you. If somebody could do anything in life, that just shows that it's possible. It proves that it's possible. So if somebody can do it, so can you, guys. If somebody can get to executive, so can you. If somebody can make national, so can you. It just proves that it's all possible. Things that I never say, that you'll never hear the words coming out of my mouth. And you got to just start changing, you know, your vocabulary. Words that you should never be saying is, I can't. Don't ever say the word, I can't, because you can do it. Believe that you can do it and you can, because if you believe that you can't do it, well, guess what? It's never going to happen if you don't believe in it. You know, you're holding yourself back from success if you believe that you cannot do it. So everybody on this call, I want you to, you know, we all teach one of the first steps is to have a strong why. Have a strong reason why you're doing this business. And I hope all of you have a why and really have it figured out what it is, because I'll tell you that the stronger the reason why you're doing this, the more money that you will make in Ambit Energy, the more success that you will have. Because if you have a strong why, there is nothing that will stop you or getting in your way from being successful. Now, I told you the other day, I had 7 years in the business just this past week, and I'll share with you the reason why I started Ambit 7 years ago. And 7 years ago, guys, I used to work about 100 to 110 hours a week. You know, I was extremely busy, but at that point, I really decided that I wanted better, because what did I do back then? I own and operate over 6 different businesses, a couple of franchises. I had over 20 rental properties. I had about 40 tenants at a time. I had 2 little children that I never had a chance to see. I was working from 4:30 in the morning to pretty much midnight, 7 days, 100, 110 hours a week. You know, I was physically, mentally exhausted. I was a very shy, quiet person. I never did sales before. I never did presentations or conference calls or webinars or anything like that. So I had a lot of challenges in front of me. But I had a strong why. My why was to get out of working 100 hours a week and be able to watch my kids grow up, because when I started Ambit, my kids were 1 and 2 years old. And to me back then, seeing them, I seen them maybe 20, 30 minutes a day at the most. You know, maybe taking them to the park for a couple hours was a big deal to me. So my why was to get out of the traditional businesses that were taking up all my time and to be able to watch my children grow. So that was the reason why I did it. I had every challenge in front of me that you could possibly imagine. But one thing I didn't do is I didn't make excuses. You know, because of my why, I decided that I was going to succeed in Ambit and be with my kids and watch them grow up, and failure was not an option. My whole mentality was no excuses. I'm going to make this happen no matter what. I had to step out of my comfort zone. I had to do things that I wasn't used to doing. But I wanted to become successful, and because I had a strong why, there was nothing or nobody or anything that was going to get in my way from making it happen. And I'm happy to say now that 7 years later, I have all the time freedom that I want now. I'm able to be with my kids pretty much whenever I want to be with them. AMED has allowed me to get out of almost every other business and all my other properties just to go full force with AMBIT and be with my kids as much as I want to. And it's a great feeling to be able to be there with your kids and do things. You know, my son and I go on camping trips now. There's different events at the school where most of the times I'm the only father that's at these events, and it's just a great thing that you get to do. And it's all because of a why, guys. You know, because I believed in myself and I took action is what had allowed me to get that. And what I could say is, having all these challenges, being a quiet, shy person, never doing sales, never succeeded in network marketing before, I have sponsored well over 200 people into this business. I became a national consultant in AMBIT. I was able to sell all my other businesses, to be with my kids whenever I want. I'm not here trying to brag to you. I'm just trying to show you guys what is possible, what you can do even if you have challenges in front of you. But if you make a decision that you want to do it, you can do it. Just believe in it. That's the first thing you have to do, is believe in yourself that it could be done. Have that right mental mindset, and then just go out there and follow a proven system, and anybody can do it. So part of the mindset is, guys, there's a reason why some people go out there and show 20 presentations and go maybe 1 for 20. There's some people that go out there, maybe go 2 for 20, 3 for 20, 4 for 20. Some people that show 20 presentations and go 10 for 20. So different people have different closing ratios while showing presentations than others. So if we're all showing the same presentation video for the most part, why do some people have higher closing ratios than others? Why is that? Because it's about you as the individual. It's about you as the person. Guys, it's 85% about you, and it's 15% about the video presentation that we're showing. It's about you, guys. You first need to believe in AMBIT Energy 1,000,000%. You need to believe in AMBIT. AMBIT is a proven company. We're a $1.5 billion company. We won all different awards. You got to believe in it. AMBIT works, okay? So start believing in the company. That's number one. Because if people sense any doubt that you don't believe in AMBIT, they're going to walk all over you. You need to become 100% confident in yourself. Okay, guys, when we're going out there, I'm going to teach you some scripts on how to invite people and how to become master recruiters, but it all comes down to you. You need to be 100% confident in yourself, because if people don't believe that you're confident, they don't believe that you believe in AMBIT Energy, they're going to walk all over you and never join you. So it all starts from here. It all starts from yourself, guys. Having posture, the way you walk, the way you talk, your attitude. But with my definition of posture is, knowing what you have without having the need for outside acceptance or approval. Guys, we have the greatest opportunity, in my opinion, that any one of us will ever see. People should be convincing us that they should want to join our team on AMBIT Energy. Guys, we have something amazing. Don't go around begging people. We got something great, guys. We got something great. So just have great posture. And you don't need to have other people's approval or acceptance on this. AMBIT is proven. I'm telling you, when you start believing in the company more and you start believing in yourself more, you're going to see how your business is going to skyrocket. And going back to ambition, what Beth, you spoke about, you know, I was a huge believer in AMBIT. I joined up in May of 2008. When I went to that first ambition in September of 2008, that put my belief level through the roof. And guess what? A few months after that, I was an executive consultant in the company. It was because of that first event that really catapulted me to executive and then all the way to national consultant by getting to those events. I can't tell you anything more important than getting to the major event ambition and getting as many people from your team there as possible. It is going to raise your belief level so much, and I promise you that if you believe in AMBIT more and you get more confident, your recruiting will go up. It will double. It could even triple. It could even quadruple just by being more confident in yourself, guys. Do not be negative at all, guys. If you're going out there and approaching people about AMBIT and you're always negative, if you're complaining about anything in life, people do not, they don't want to be around you. You're asking somebody to become your business partner in Ambit Energy. So if you're out there complaining all the time, if you're negative about everything, people might like the opportunity, but not like you as a business partner. And for that reason alone, they might not want to join you. You need to remove all the negativity. Start being a happy, positive, likable person that people want to be around, that people want to do business with. You need to become that person that they want to be around. You know, guys, the thoughts that you carry in your mind while going out there and taking action will greatly dictate and impact your results. And it could be in a positive way or it could be a negative way. If you're out there and you have negative thoughts in your mind all the time, that just comes out of you. You might not realize it, but it does. People see how negative you are, and it just comes out. Guys, you need to be excited. Ambit's a billion-dollar company, and you get to go out there and make as much money as you want in this company if you do it. So you got to have that belief. Believe that you could become successful. See, when I first started Ambit seven years ago, that very first moment, my goal was not to get to regional. My goal wasn't to get to senior. My goal was to get to national consultant. I believed from the first day that I would become a national consultant. So I had that belief in me from day one. And that's what you need to have. You need to believe in it, guys. Once you believe that you can become a national and start making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month, you will see how it will change. You will be a more positive, excited person. When I go out there and I sit down with people, the biggest thing that I get from people, the biggest comments I get is, Mike, the presentation is great, but your excitement and your passion and your willingness to help me is why I'm joining. Guys, I'm selling myself. When you're approaching people, you know, everything about you they're looking at. It's your body language. It's the did you show up on time? Were you late? Are you dressed professionally? Are you talking professionally? Are you confident? Guys, and they're looking at you. The prospect is, you know, thinking things of you. So you got to become that person that people want to do business with. That prospect is thinking, do I feel that I can make money with Mike Obey as my partner? Do I feel confident bringing Mike Obey to sit down with my family members, you know, to help answer questions? That's what they're thinking, guys. So you got to become that person that people want to do business with. And I'm telling you, it's going to help your recruiting go up. It's going to double, triple. That's why my recruiting numbers are so high, because I'm selling myself to people. I get people to like me, number one, and they get them to want to become my business partner and do business together and make money together. It's such an important thing in this business is to be positive. You might not realize it, but I'm telling you, it is. Get rid of all the negative thoughts in your head, become positive, and your recruiting numbers are going to go up tremendously. Now, I want to start going into how to go out there and recruit. The first thing you have to do is you have to make a list of prospects. You have to have a list, which is a notebook on a notepad. If you like using computers, use an Excel spreadsheet or a Word document. Who should be on your list? Guys, everybody that you can possibly think of. Friends, family, business people, successful people, people from work, people from church, your neighbors, your coworkers, everybody should be on that list. One of the biggest mistakes that people make is they prejudge. They prejudge and say, well, you know what, I don't think my friend John would do Ambit because he's too shy. I don't think Mary will do it because she doesn't have $100 to get started. I don't think that Tom will do it because Tom is too busy. Guys, you need to go out there and show everybody. If I had a closed mind and only showed certain people and prejudged, I never would have recruited over 200 people, and I never would have made national consultant. I go out there and share the opportunity with everybody, because you never know who is going to become an Ambit consultant and who isn't, and you will be shocked on the results. The people that you think would do it might not have any interest. The person that you're least expecting that you probably didn't show, you're going to go into a meeting in 6 months from now, and that person who you didn't think would do it because he's too shy or too rich or too lazy or you know, not a salesman, that person is going to show up at a meeting on a different team as a senior consultant, and you're going to be kicking yourself that person could have been in your business. So please do not go out there and prejudge. Show this to every person you could possibly think of. Guys, don't rush through the list the wrong way. You have a list in front of you. There's a right way and there's a wrong way of doing it. A couple things that will ruin your list right away is do not send out mass emails. It does not work. You will burn through your list very, very quickly. Do not send out text messages to invite people about the opportunity. I'm going to teach you in a few moments the proper way to get the best results of trying to invite people to look at the presentation. Everything I do in Ambit, and believe me, guys, I failed a lot. I got a lot more no's than probably most people on this call or most in the company, and that's how I was able to recruit 230-something people and growing because I had a lot of people tell me no. I did a lot of things the wrong way, but you know what? I went out there and I swung the bat the most. Guys, the year that Babe Ruth broke the home run record, he also had the most strikeouts that year. Why am I telling you that? Because he's swinging the bat the most. He broke the record for home runs, but he probably had the least amount of walks because he's going out there and swinging the bat the most. Ambit is the same thing, guys. If you're talking to very few people, you're going to hit very few home runs. But if you're out there constantly swinging the bat and not prejudging and showing as many people as possible, you're going to build a big team of people. But do it the right way, not the wrong way. Everything I do things that are going to give me the highest percentage of people to say yes for an appointment with the least resistance. And I'll explain that in a moment. But do not send out mass emails. Do not send out text messages. This business is based on personal invitations, personal picking up the phone and talking to somebody, or meeting someone face-to-face is the way to do it. Do not try to explain the business, guys. That is what the presentation is for, and don't try to convince people to join. Guys, do not go out there and try to convince people. Well, people say, don't we want consultants? We do, but you're not trying to convince people. The only thing that you're trying to convince somebody to do is to look at a presentation of the video. That's what you want to convince somebody about. Guys, people should be convincing us why they should want to join our team in Ambit. That's how good this opportunity is. Guys, when people tell me no, I don't care. I really don't. Because we have something that's so special and so great. If somebody tells me no, I pat them on the back and say, best of luck to whatever you're doing. And I move on. Guys, don't be out there begging people and trying to convince people to join. It doesn't work. You will never see any top person in Ambit getting upset or begging people to join their business. So don't try to convince people to join. It doesn't work, guys. I'm telling you. And when you start thinking that you've got something great and something special, you'll see the total difference, how it's going to work for your business. It's having that posture, guys. Knowing what you have, Ambit Energy, without having the need for outside acceptance or approval, that is having the right posture that you need to make this business work. So here's something that I learned very early on in the business. I learned this in my first couple of days in the business, which this has probably helped me get to really where I'm at today. You know, it is having the right mental mindset, believing in myself, having a strong why, building a list of people. But I learned the difference between the invitation and the presentation. The invitation and the presentation are two totally separate things. We are the invitation. We are the inviter. We are not the presentation. The presentation is the Energy 526 video. It's the Why Ambit Works video. It's getting someone to a hotel presentation. That is the presentation. We are not the presentation. Guys, I was an executive consultant before I ever did my first presentation with Ambit. But I knew the words to that Energy 526 video word for word because I heard that presentation so many times. And the biggest question I get is, Mike, you worked 100 hours a week when you started Ambit. How did you do it? And I'll tell you what I did, guys. I only had a few hours a week to put in, but the time that I put into Ambit, I was laser focused. I was only putting the time into doing things that were going to build me a team and start making me money and get me promoted right away. And that was inviting. I learned how to become a professional, how to become a master inviter. I didn't learn how to become a professional presenter. I didn't learn how to become a great presenter in front of the room or giving presentations. No, That's what the presentation is for. I learned to separate the two between the invitation and the presentation. Guys, it's a very, very simple concept that you need to get this and understand it. The majority of the people try to complicate this business and make it more difficult than what it is. If you want to become good at an ambit, learn how to become good at inviting. Master the skill of inviting people to look at a presentation, which is the 20, 30-minute video, whatever one that you show the prospects. Now, I want to give you a couple different invites that I use, and I'm going to go over a very simple invite. This is the invite that I use most of the time in the beginning. As I started getting more into Ambit and learning, I got a little bit more creative with my invites, but this simple invite works well. I still use it today. My invitation is probably about 15 seconds. Feel free to time it. I'm going to go over it right now really quick. I want you to listen to the words that I use in my invite, but also listen to the words that I do not use in my invite. I'm going to go through it quick, but then I'm going to come back and tell you why I said each thing in my invite. I'm going to teach you how psychologically I believe this works by saying this proper invite. It's a simple invite that I call it. So let's say now, and how did I do it? I used to be in the mortgage business. So I had my ice cream stores. I had my mortgage company. So driving in the car from office to office or store to business or wherever I was driving, if I had some spare time, I was inviting people. In between my mortgage clients and my office, if I had a 5-10 minute break between appointments, I was inviting people. That's all I did. I spent time in the right areas, and it was mainly inviting people to look at a presentation. So if I was sitting there 7 years ago at my office at my desk and had a list of people in front of me on my list, and so let's say I called up John on the phone. I called up John. Hey, John, it's Michael. How you doing, buddy? I'm doing well. You know, how was your weekend going? Great. You know, just some small talk first, always. And then I get right into it. I say, John, you got another minute? I do. Hey, John, listen, I just started a part-time business recently. You know, I'm really excited about it. I'm not sure if it would be for you, but do you keep your options open on making more money? And I stay silent. I wait for an answer. 95% of the people told me, yes, their options were open to making additional money. Once they tell you their options are open to making more money, what do? I get them to look at a video presentation. What does the average people do? They start talking and explaining it and give the prospect a presentation over the phone, and guys, it does not work. Leave the presentation for the presentation. Let the video do it. Let the video do it. Once they say yes, the options are open, I would say, great, Johnny, you're home right now. I'm going to swing by real quick. Guys, I would always try to go and do it as soon as possible. You will never, ever, ever hear Mike Obey say tomorrow. I'll never say next week. I always go for right now. If right now doesn't work, I'll go for tonight. I'm a right now type of person. I just take massive action. I'll never say the words tomorrow or next week. You know, that's so far away. We got something incredible. We got a $1 billion opportunity. So if you say next week to somebody, it doesn't sound like it's that big of a deal. I act like I got a $1 billion lotto ticket and I got to go share it with somebody as soon as possible. Have that attitude, that excitement, that urgency, and you will see. Now let me go through his invite. But in my invite, did you hear me once mention electricity or gas? No. Did I mention free energy? No. Did I mention energy deregulation? No. Did I mention Jerry Thompson with 7-Eleven and fastest growing company in America? No. Did I mention that right now we have a $75 reduced sign-up cost? No. Guys, that is what the presentation is for. I don't mention none of that because the presentation will explain all of that. My only objective right now when I have the person on the phone is to find out if they're open to making money and making an appointment to show the presentation. So let me go through it. John, I started a part-time business. See, I love the word part-time. I use it every day. It's part of my vocabulary. I love it. Here's the difference. If I say, John, I started a new business, John's thinking new business. That sounds like a big investment. Sounds like a lot of time. I don't know if I could do it. So right away, John is thinking something negative that he can't right off the bat. So if I say, John, I started a part-time business, John's thinking, well, if Mike's doing something part-time, so could I. And it sounds less money and less time. Second thing, John, I'm really excited about it, and believe me, they hear the excitement in my voice. I promise you that. The third thing is, John, I'm not sure if it would be for you. Excuse me. Well, John, this may or may not be for you. I'm telling the person that if they look at it, it might not be for them. So there's a way out. I'm not going to force them to do it. And believe me, I don't force anybody to do this. I showed a presentation. They want to do it, great. If not, I move on. The fourth thing, John, do you keep your options open on making more money? Or do you keep your options open on new business opportunities? And I wait for an answer. They say yes, they're giving you permission. If they say no, get them as a customer. Always lead with the opportunity. If they say no, get them as a customer as your fallback. That is a very, very easy, simple invite. It works. Now, the longer I started doing this, I started getting more creative on my invites. And by getting more creative, it has helped my numbers at setting appointments get even higher and higher and higher. That's my first step. It's not to convince somebody to join. It's the first step is to get somebody to take time out of their schedule to sit down with me and look at a video presentation on the Ambit opportunity. That's the first step. And then by you being confident and having good posture, tell them that you're going to help them and support them and have a system in place. That is going to help your numbers recruit even higher and higher. So another invite. When I have my list of people in front of me, if somebody on my list is older or more successful than me, or both older and more successful, I approach them in a little bit different way. So right now I am 37 years old. I've been a small business owner my whole life since I'm 23, right? So now I have my list of people in front of me, and I have a guy on my list. His name is Bob. Bob is 55 years old, and he's a multimillionaire businessman, right? So Bob is older than me, and he's more successful. He qualifies both ways. I'm going to approach Bob with the invite that's going to give me, in my opinion, the highest percentage of Bob saying yes to sit down with me. My objective is not to convince Bob to join. My objective is to get this older, more successful person to take time out of his schedule to sit down with me and look at a presentation. So here's what I say to Bob. Now, let me just teach you something else. So if I would flip this around, if I went to Bob and said something totally different, which I noticed would never work, I would never go up to Bob and say, hey, Bob, who's an older, more successful person, and say, hey, Bob, I got a great way to make money together. You and I could partner up and make a ton of money. I would not say that to an older, more successful person because that person looks at me as the younger, less knowledgeable, less successful person, and he'll never take me seriously. He might not tell me to my face or over the phone, but Bob is thinking in his mind, like, come on, Mike, you're going to teach me about making money? I've been a millionaire since you were 10 years old, and he'll never take me seriously, so I would not use that approach. How I would approach Bob is, again, Bob is older, he's more successful than me. So let's say I call Bob on the phone or I knock on his door or I see him outside one day and I approach Bob. I say, hey, Bob, how's the weekend going? Oh, it's going great. You know, how the kids doing? Oh, the kids are doing great. You know, glad to hear. Hey, Bob, you got a minute? I do. Hey, Bob, listen, I just started a part-time business recently. You know, I'm really excited about it. But I wanted to get another businessman's point of view. And you were the first guy I thought about because I know we've been next-door neighbors now for 30 years. And I know you and my parents go even way back longer than that. But, Bob, more importantly, I really do admire you, and I respect you as a business person. You're probably the most successful person that I know in business. Can you do me a real big favor? Can you give me about 30 minutes of your time? Let me sit down with you. Let me show you what I'm doing, and maybe you can give me some pointers and some suggestions on how to become more successful in business. Would you help me out with that, Bob? It means a lot to me. What do you think Bob is going to say? I can almost guarantee you that 99.9% of the Bobs are going to say yes. Why? I'm not asking Bob to join and become a consultant. My objective at this point is to get this person to take time out of his schedule to sit down with me and look at a presentation. I show Bob the Energy 526 video. Bob might come back and say, wow, Mike, this is incredible. I want in. How do I sign up? Great, sign him up. It happens, and Bob will probably crush it if he joins. Bob might come back and say, Mike, this is great information, but I'm ready to retire and move to Florida, but my son would love it. My manager at the restaurant would love it. Let me put a call into them. They're going to do this with you. Bob might come back and say, Mike, it's just not for me, but here's some tips. Here's some pointers. Here's some suggestions. every outcome is okay, guys, because nobody's going to go 100%. You know, we know we're going to get no's in this business. So just go out there and just keep showing it and showing it and showing it. I'll teach you another thing that I do, part-time energy business. I've learned as a very quiet, shy person to go out there and recruit dozens of strangers in my business. Dozens, from being a very quiet person. See, I've never done sales before. I still don't like going out there and being salesy and pushy. I don't do that. It's just not me. So I don't take that approach ever. I do things that make me feel very ease and very comfortable. And guys, I never get attached to the outcome. If somebody says no, I just don't care. So going into every person I talk to, whether somebody I know or don't know, I don't care what the outcome is. I'd love for them to join, but they tell me no, I don't care. I'm just moving on. Because if I just keep getting no, 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 I'm going to get a yes. That's all it is, guys. Just keep getting no's, and you are about to get yeses. Guys, and some people have just a fear of getting no's, and you can't really get personally, emotionally attached to it, guys. It's nothing about you. It's just, you know, you have to go out there. It's part of the business. You are going to get no's. So a simple way to look at it, a different way, is you got to look at it as every no, you're making money. Because in Ambit, if we sign up a consultant as a marketing consultant and they gather a few customers, we make minimum $100. So let's say you have to talk to 10 people, right? You get 9 no's, and that 10th person is a yes. So how much did you make per no? You basically made $10 to every person that you talk to get one person to sign up. So don't look at no's like a bad thing. Look at no's as you're getting paid every time you get a no, because sooner or later, you're going to get a yes. And I guarantee the longer you do this, the more practice you get, the more successful you become, the more confidence you will have, your numbers of recruiting are going to go up. So in the beginning, you might go 1 for 10. The second week, you might go 2 for 10. You know, and all of a sudden, your team starts building, you're making money, you're getting promoted. Now your confidence goes up. Now you might start going 3 for 10 or 4 for 10. Guys, it's all about going out there and showing as many people as possible. Get as many no's as you can, but learn from your mistakes. Learn from the no's. Keep going out there and doing it, doing it, doing it. So another way, again, how I approach complete strangers is by using the words part-time energy business. See, 7 years of doing Ambit, I recruited a couple hundred people, I am still not through my list of prospects. I am not through my warm list. I have shown so many people over the years, and I am still not through my list. Why? Because my list is never ending. I add new people to my list every single day. I show everybody. I show my 18-year-old employees. I show 70, 80-year-olds. I show everybody. But I'm constantly making new friends, making new relationships, and adding names to my list. Guys, when I go to events with my children, when I go camping with my son, or go on a father-daughter dance, or go to gymnastics, or I'm at a school event, when I meet other parents, I don't go up to them the first time and try to recruit them. I'm trying to make a relationship. I'm trying to get somebody to add to my list. So what do I do? How do I recruit people? I have a normal conversation. See, everybody in life, nobody likes to be sold. People don't like to be pitched. People don't like to be sold. So people naturally have a defense mechanism. You don't see it, but everybody has a shield. They have a defense shield around their entire body. And what I've learned by doing this, and maybe why this works so well for me, is because I've never done sales before. So I didn't know any sales techniques. I had to learn to talk to people at a very easy way for me, never doing sales, and I learned to get people's guards down. So not trying to go out there and being a salesperson, talk to people normal, naturally, and let Ambit come into my conversation naturally. So what do I mean by this? If I talk to somebody at one of my kids' events or wherever I go, I talk to somebody. I ask questions, and that's what I do more often. I talk to people and I ask questions about themselves. So I'll give you an example, and some of you might have heard this one. I was with my son at a park probably about 5 years ago now, and I'm at the park with my son, and he's going down the slides, running around, having fun. It was just me and him. And all of a sudden, another dad walked in with his son. And the man was about my age. So, yes, I would love to talk about Ambit Energy. But what I don't do, I don't go up to a complete stranger and say, hey, I got this great company called Ambit, and we get people free energy, and it's only $75 to join, and you can make a ton of money. I don't do that because I'm going to scare the person away. Their defense mechanism is going to be all over the place, and they're never going to join. You watch how fast that guy runs out of that park away from me. So what do I do? What does Mike Obey do to allow me to recruit a lot of people? I want to get this person's guard down. I want to talk to them, become friendly, get the person, let them know me a little bit, show interest in them, and then they show interest in me to reciprocate it. So this person actually started a conversation with me first. So he said, hey, you look familiar. And we started talking. We realized we played in the same football or basketball league together in the past. So we just started talking. So I said, how old is your son? He said, my son is 4. How old is your son? My son is 3. I said, does your son go to this school? He says, no, my son goes here. Where does your son go to? I said, does your son play any sports? He plays this. We went back and forth, question, question, question. What I want out of every conversation, I want the person to ask me what I do for a living. And if they don't, I'll eventually, once I get them, I get their guard down and get them to like me as a person, then I might say, what do you do for a living? And the person will answer the question, and then by common courtesy, they're going to say, well, what do you do? But this guy said to me first, what do you do for a living? And when they ask that question, guys, I always, always, always mention my current occupation first. So I happen to say to him, I own the ice cream store around the corner, and I have a part-time energy business. I said, so what do you do? And he goes, hold on, energy business? He goes, what do you mean, windmill power or solar power? I said, no, I help people get free electricity and free gas, and I get paid for it for the rest of my life. So what do? He goes, hold on a minute. He goes, you mean to tell me that you get people free electric with Con Edison and you make money? I said, yeah, I've been doing this a few years now. And his jaw dropped. He didn't know what to say. I said, do you keep your options open to make additional income? He said, yes. So basically, I met him that later on that night and showed him the presentation. I didn't show it at a park with the kids running around. We exchanged phone numbers. I got his interest. I created the curiosity. I met him later on that night, showed a video. He became a consultant in my business. I have done that time after time after time. Guys, become friends with people. Talk to people. Ask questions about people. Show interest in them and in their life and in their business and their career and their profession, and you will see how recruiting becomes simple, and people will want to know more about what you do. If you're out there trying to become a salesman and talk to people, it doesn't work that well. If you get them asking questions about you and what you do, oh, it's so easy. Then you mention your current occupation first and that you have a part-time energy business. And I've got the question before, what do I say if I'm retired? Be honest. Say, hey, I just retired recently from the Board of Education, or I retired recently as a police officer, but I have a part-time energy business that I love. Guys, and you will see, people will bite on that because they've never heard somebody say, I have a part-time energy business. And all I say is I help people get free electric and free gas, and I get paid for the rest of my life. Guys, it works. You will see how many people get real excited and real curious about that and want to know more information. So how would it feel about people begging you to see what you have rather than you chasing people around and begging them? Guys, we don't have that much time on here, but if you haven't seen yet, I have a video out there on YouTube. It's called How to Become a Master Recruiter, and it's a lot of what I spoke about today and a lot more other invites that I use. But I would highly recommend go out there and watch How to Become a Master Recruiter. You can find it on YouTube by searching Michael Obey, O-B-A-Y, or How to Become a Master Recruiter. Or I have a website called topambittrainer.com, topambittrainer.com. You could find a video on it, How to Become a Master Recruiter. Guys, it's going to teach you how to have the confidence, the mindset, and all different scripts on how to go out there and do it. Because, guys, your business is solely based on how many times you and your team are showing business presentations on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis. If you are not showing presentations, your business is not going to grow. And I'll give you a little tip. Every single one of you should get a calendar. Get a blank calendar And what I want you to do, every presentation that you have, I want you to write down. Not every person that you talk to, not every person that you think that you want to talk to, every presentation that you have, you want to write down. So let's say tomorrow is May 25th. You show John a DVD. So on May 25th on your calendar, you're going to write down John, DVD, no, did not sign up. Tuesday, the 26th, Mary, Energy 526 video, yes, she signed up. At the end of the week, I want you to total up how many presentations you showed. So let me tell you something. If you showed zero presentations for that week, guess what? The most people that will join your business for that week are zero. Nobody's going to join. If you show one, the most you can get is one. You want to track your presentations so you can look back week after week, and you want to increase the amount of presentations. But I promise you that if you keep going out there and doing it, and you get more excited and more confident and more passionate about this, and you watch my How to Be a Master Recruiter over and over, and you just go out there and do it, you will see how your numbers will go up. So your first week, you might be 0-5. Your next week, you might be 2-5. Your next week, you might be 3-7. The next week, you might be 4-10. And guys, just keep doing it. Then you can check week after week, check month after month, and watch how your numbers will start growing up if you track it. And you will actually see why your business is growing or not. Because if you're not showing presentations, believe me, it's not going to grow. Guys, I have a bunch of videos out on YouTube. So find me on YouTube. You can look up National Consultant Michael Obey and watch the other videos that I have. I have a lot of stuff out there, all different inviting scripts. But I would tell you to watch them. And, you know, maybe before you go out there and invite somebody, go to my video or go to my website, topambitrainer.com, and look at some of the different invites I have. How to invite a doctor, how to invite, you know, a simple invite, how to invite an older person. There's different invites that you could use. And the better you get at it, you'll see how your numbers will increase. Guys, and just go out there and just take massive action. You know, one thing I could say is just don't ever quit. This business is too good. This business gets easier and easier and easier the longer you do it. The problem is a lot of people quit and just give up before it gets to that point where it becomes so easy. You know, everybody on this call has probably a lot of different professions that you do on a daily basis. And, you know, maybe your first day at your first job, you know, you weren't the best employee. Maybe you had no clue what you were doing. You didn't sit there and walk out. You got trained by somebody who knew what they were doing. And you sat there and you did it over and over and over again, and you tried and you failed. You made mistakes, but you learned. Just like me, I played a lot of sports when I was young. And, you know, if I would have picked up that baseball bat when I was young and I swung and I missed, I put the bat down and said I quit, basically I would be a quitter at baseball and I would have failed at it. But because I sat there and I wanted it and I wanted to learn and get better, I practiced and I practiced. I was on a team, had a coach, and I just kept hitting and hitting and hitting and got better and better and better, and I stuck with it, and I became a very good ball player. And that goes the same for all the sports that I've played. I became pretty good at pretty much most of them. But it's the practice that you have. Guys, in Ambit, it's going to get easier and easier and easier. Stick with this opportunity. It's that good of a business that we've had. Guys, I've given up multiple businesses and franchises and properties to put everything I have into Ambit Energy. That's how much I believe in this company. That's how much I believe in Jerry Thompson and Chris Chambliss and everything that we have here. You know, we're a $1.5 billion company, and I believe we'll become the number one largest direct selling company in the world, you know, by going out there and just all of us believing in this, taking action. Don't quit. Don't give up. It's going to get better and better and better. You will become natural at doing this one day, and it'll be a piece of cake. I look forward to, you know, helping you guys out as much as possible. I look forward to connecting with you guys on YouTube. Check me out on Facebook. And I look forward to, even more important, meeting you guys all at Ambition, which I hope that you're all coming. You're going to see that how, if this is your first event, how Ambition is going to raise your belief level through the roof, and you're just going to be on fire following that event. That's pretty much it, Bear. I hope I didn't go over, but we're at 10:48.
I tell you what, man, that was an absolutely excellent call. Folks, it's verification.